North Cowichan bylaw officers, members of the RCMP and work crews converged on the socially troubled Lewis Street on July 31 for a cleanup day. The many unhoused people who have tents set up and their belongings on the street and sidewalks were asked to move all of their possessions so power washers could be used to clean the sidewalks and street cleaners could scrub the roadway. Workers were also busy piling discarded debris into trucks to be disposed of. John Horn, North Cowichan's Director of Social Planning and Protective Services, was on site overseeing the operation. He said the street and sidewalks on Lewis Street do need periodic cleaning with so many people living on them. "We can't power wash the sidewalks and clean the street with tents and other things blocking the work," Horn said. "So we're asking the people here to move their stuff so we can clean the area. People in the neighborhood need access to the sidewalk and need the street cleaned." Horn said when the work is complete, the unhoused people will be allowed to return to Lewis Street. But some advocates for the unhoused who were also on scene said they were disgusted with the actions of the police and the municipality. Sandy King, owner and operator of Night Owl Island Outreach, said she knew nothing about the plans for cleanup day and only found out about it while she was visiting a client on Lewis Street when it began. She said notices were handed out to the unhoused the day before telling them they must move their belongings for the cleanup day, but many of them are illiterate. "This is their home and they're traumatized enough already and now they have to deal with this," King said. "They are being told they have to get their stuff off the street and sidewalks, but when they try to put it on the lawns next to the sidewalk, the police said they can't do that because it's private property." King said no plans were made for places for the unhoused to go while the street was being cleaned, and the majority of them had no vehicles or means to move their belongings. "The aftermath of this will be terrible because when the cleanup is over, many of these people will find that they have lost stuff and some will get into fights and get arrested," she said. "I would like to see more collaboration when days like this are being planned so outreach workers can be here to help out. A solution for this whole, unhoused, issue needs to be found. It just makes me want to cry." Concerned citizen Shanti Dayal said the unhoused people are neighbors and should be treated as human beings. "I'm disgusted with what's going on here," she said. Horn acknowledged that there are many unhoused people in the community these days, and a solution to the problem has yet to be found. "It needs a lot of investment and resources that we just don't have right now," he said. "The situation around the lack of housing is growing faster than we can provide resources to deal with it, and communities across the country are also dealing with these same issues. We'd like to do better."